Hello, Brent.
Travis, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well, sir. How is Toronto treating you so far?
Not bad. I've got like a little bit of a cold, but I don't know if it is in fact a cold or if my cat allergies are just a little bit worse than usual. I'm living with cats for the first time in my life, and I've always had an allergy, but it's gotten less bad. So now it's like, is it a cold or is my allergy deciding to be an allergy? Anyway.
Well, in all of your Toronto high living, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do. You're a with it fella. You're a pretty hip cat. this past Thursday, marked the end of an era for TV news, in my opinion. It was Jon Stewart's last episode, last Daily Show.
You know, I feel you're right. And the thing is that I have a strange boner for big political events, particularly debates. And I feel like Fox News, at least in terms of me and the human being that I am, they got the last laugh because I totally misplaced the fact that it was Jon Stewart's last night. And there I was live tweeting the Republican debate with all these candidates that, you know, it's not super likely I'll end up voting for any of them. And there I am live tweeting that debate, missing Jon Stewart's finale. So, yeah, that was kind of for me, a bummer to realize what I had done.
Well, I highly recommend, if you did miss it, and if you are like Brent and missed it, to go on Hulu or, I don't know, ComedyCentral.com, however you prefer to watch video, and watch the last episode. It's great. A lot of people come back. They also, during a tour of the Daily Show offices, show a clip of my friends Dan and Elliot, who are the writers for the Daily Show. They also host Flophouse on MaximumFun.org. But just the whole thing was very touching. And I went back yesterday and just, you know, in the background while I did other stuff, started like the last 10 episodes of The Daily Show, just kind of playing in the background. And then, of course, got caught up watching them. And it just, I wanted to say, I know John's listening, I'm sure. And I just wanted to say that Jon Stewart is a huge inspiration, was and is to me personally. This idea that you can both be funny and have something to say, that you can both comment on stuff, not just make jokes about it, but also kind of give your insight and your thoughts on it in a way that people will continue to be interested and not just tune out because you're shouting and screaming and saying negative stuff, that you can make an impact by being funny. And I think that that's a really great lesson that Jon Stewart and many others, people like Stephen Colbert and other folks, you know, kind of have been teaching the world over the last couple decades, this idea of you can use humor to accomplish good. And so I wanted to say thank you to everybody who worked at The Daily Show, and I look forward to seeing the new incarnation.
Yeah, Jon Stewart, you will be missed. So, Travis.
Yes?
Have you ever had a UFO experience?
Huh. Not that I can remember.
Ah. So maybe they wiped your memory?
I mean, I think that everybody at some point in their life has, like, seen a light moving across the sky and, like, for a split second been like, what? Oh, it's probably just an airplane or a satellite or something. You know what I mean? Like, That's why I sit there and go, I want to say, like, yeah, I did. It was crazy. But really, like, no, I don't think so.
I one time saw something that seemed to be a satellite because it was moving at a very steady pace and didn't have any blinking lights like a plane. But then it kind of seemed to veer off course and go fast. And, like, you know, I was drinking. We had a fire pit going. And, like, I didn't think much of it. Because, you know, who knows? Maybe it was like a space plane or something. I don't what do I know?
You know, just a space plane.
There are, in fact, space planes, although that sounds dumb to say. But that said, I have always been interested in both UFOs, which are also like a different topic than are we alone in the universe? Because a UFO is just an object that is flying and unidentified. Anyway, hold that in your mind while I talk about this latest trending story. So, the Mars Curiosity rover has been over on Mars collecting data and, you know, roving since 2012. And, by the way, the rover's mast cam and hand lens imagers, it's two cameras that take the pictures we see, They have about a 2-megapixel resolution, which makes no damn sense to me. The Hubble telescope can see images like 10 billion light years away, but when they made the Mars rover with a budget of $2.5 billion, they couldn't afford a camera as nice as, say, the iPhone 4. Anyway, so it recently came out that the Curiosity rover had taken an image with some interesting shapes, and it's easy to look at this picture and think you're looking at a partially cloaked humanoid woman in the background, and she's kind of near a rock-like object that kind of sticks out, so it may or may not be a rock. This is why I'm like, why not have a nicer camera on the fucking thing? But anyway, have you seen the image?
I'm looking at the image right now.
What do you think?
It looks like, to me, like someone should caption it like, there are ghosts on Mars, only because the rocks are in seem to be in such clear definition.
Right.
They don't seem blurry at all. And this figure thing seems fairly blurry. So it could just as easily be like a speck of dirt on the lens, you know, that's very close and very right. tiny.
It's interesting because, like, if this were in fact a humanoid woman, she's got kind of a low cut top. Like, when you look at the really close up, it's like, that would, if this were a human, that would be cleavage. Okay.
So wait, do you think that NASA is just trying to like sex up the space program?
We need more boobs. I don't think so. I mean, I look at this and I feel like, you know, it's inconclusive. It's funny, like when we talked about Lenny Kravitz's penis, like I talked about how it must not have been there long, because there was so little footage of it. And I feel like, you know, Sasquatch, Lady on Mars, Lenny Kravitz's penis, they're all elusive creatures.
Well, what's funny to me right now, just in talking about it in the last couple minutes, like, we've hit a point now in especially Western civilization where we want to, like, figure things out and disprove things and logic our way through stuff so quickly.
Right.
That, like, the first thing I thought when I saw this image was, oh, well, there's a speck on the lens. Like, it could be 1,000 things. And it reminds me of, in the book series by Jim Butcher, The Dresden Files.
I know you love this series.
I love it so much. It's my favorite book series. The whole concept of it is that Harry Dresden is, like, a wizard detective living amongst just, like, normal people in Chicago. And somebody asks him in the book series, like, well, if there was real magic, if there were monsters and stuff, we would know about it. And Harry Dresden makes the point that, like, people in this day and age are so quick to explain things away rather than think, like, oh, well, maybe that's true. And I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying that I think that there are people just, like, walking around on Mars or anything. But, like, what do I know? I also have no idea. I watch nature documentaries about stuff at the bottom of the ocean, and I'm, like, fascinated by that, thinking, wait, how is that possible? A thing that lights up without any electricity? That's crazy. So then why is it that with the thing of, like, there might be people on Mars? I'm like, no, that's impossible. Based on what? My years of study at Oxford? Well, like, what do I know?
I think that people have always, within the, you know, within the realm of their common sense for their time and level of education, people have always sort of found a way to just kind of do a gut check on what they think causes something or what. Like, I feel like, you know, with the plague hundreds of years ago, it was like, oh yeah, it's demons, but if you cover your face, the demons can't get in. Or, you know what I mean? Like that's a real oversimplification of how they understood the plague. But there was a time where that was the most obvious gut check logic. And it also conformed to what, you know, the norm was. And I feel like if our norm is such that we don't see aliens or UFOs, then when we do, we want to conform it back to our norm.
And makes me wonder, like, if you think it was Aristotle, right? The sun around the earth. No, that's wrong. Earth goes around the sun.
I think Copernicus.
Well, one of those dudes, one of those oldies. And just the idea of, like, when that happened and he, like, totally shunned and totally, like, put to death.
And yeah, maybe they did now, not like Copernicus when he came out with that info.
And now maybe in this day and age, it's more like, oh, no, you are going to be relegated to, like, Cuckoosville. Like, you're a crazy person and no one's going to listen to you anymore.
Well, speaking of things that are a bit cuckoo, you can pair the Curiosity rover cloaked lady image with the fact that a little earlier in August, an amateur filmmaker caught footage actually, he caught it in July, but it came out in August, that he caught footage of a plane taking off from JFK. And in the background, there is a UFO. It is literally unidentified and flying, that seems to be going just impossibly fast. And when you slow it down, it seems like it's changing shape as it flies by. Have you
it's
seen that?
The Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, I love that movie, and no one remembers it.
So good. I went Fred Savage fucking killed it in that movie.
I went to Chicago briefly recently and visited the Bean, which is the big, you know, metallic but also liquid looking sculpture in, I believe, Lincoln Park. Oh, I hope I'm not. No. Millennial Park. Whatever. Anyway, sorry, everyone that lives in Chicago. But it totally reminded me of Flight of the Navigator, that like liquid metal, you know, T-2000 looking. Or is it T-1000? Man, I am swinging wildly today.
I like it. I like it, Brent. You're taking shots. You're getting up there. You're taking some cuts.
T-1000 was correct. T-2000, not sure what that is. Maybe it's a thing. But anyway, so...
I did watch that video to answer your question. And once it's weird because just like earlier with the speck of dirt thing, either I greet these events with, like, skepticism, or just my brain is completely disinterested. Like, I watched this video, my first thought was, oh, that's weird, and, like, moved on with my life.
Well, and don't you think that's partially because what you see in that video doesn't really conform with physics as you understand it, doesn't really conform with anything you've seen that registered as... sensical, reasonable, you know, this is not how the world works as far as you know.
Well, it's also in this day and age, like with Photoshop and everybody has VFX stuff on their computer, and it's becoming a lot harder to kind of like discern. It used to be like if this was like 1942 and someone showed you a picture, you'd be like, oh my God, it's real. You know, and now I'm like, okay, I could click through all of those like listicles of like 46 pictures you got to see to believe. And then I'm like, okay, I don't believe this either. Like,
I will say, if somebody was going to VFX this UFO, they really could have, you know, made it a little more interesting.
They VFX the UFO, and I'm like, LOL, WTF?
BRB. Hey, you know what I realized the other day? If you say BRB out loud, it doesn't save you any time. Anyway.
No, that's why you just say burb.
There you go. That's an abbreviation.
What did you think of the video? Do you think that it's a thing? Or do you? Because it could it's just probably, it's somebody, when I first saw the video, like the caption was like, they're looking in to see if it's drone activity.
Well, I mean, here's what I know. I think it's probably a thing. Is it a drone? I don't know. It's definitely a UFO, but I feel like some people immediately assume UFO means it has aliens in it. It was a flying object, right? So the thing is, like, I tend to believe that something's out there, not necessarily aliens, because that's a very specific, that brings to mind very specific thoughts and requires certain things to be true, like that, you know, beings from another planet could get here. There's a lot of things there, but...
We got to Mars.
Well, yeah, Mars is really close by, but, you know, like, I'm saying interstellar, like, from one solar system to another. Anyway, I'm going to put that aside for a second, but the point I'm getting at is I have generally thought something's out there, whether we know what it is or not. There are UFOs, there are unidentified moving things in our skies, and I've believed that ever since I saw this video called The Disclosure Project. Back like 14 years ago, 2001, this guy named Dr. Stephen Greer gathered a group of about 20 people. Many of them had worked for the government in one form or another, a bunch of retired U.S. military leaders, former head of investigations for the FAA, a senior air traffic controller, and they had nothing to gain from doing this, but they all spoke at this extremely boring press conference where they just got up and shared their stories about UFOs and how, in many cases, they experienced a UFO either on the radar or, you know, plain sight. They saw something that shouldn't be there, acting in a way that was physically impossible as we understand physics. And typically they were told to cover it up or just told not to write it down. And again, they didn't get paid. They didn't get famous. They just wanted to share their stories. And so me watching these boring people boringly tell amazing stories with nothing to gain from it, and they all have been fairly high up in the government or connected to people fairly high up in the government, I just go like, this is a very strange analogy, but it reminds me of the Bill Cosby thing. If one person comes forward, they could be crazy. They could have ulterior motives. If many people come forward, you start to go, well, what do they have to gain? They're only trying to get the truth out there. And now the Disclosure Project, which has merged into a thing called Serious Disclosure, it's like multiple projects merging into one entity, have like 400 accounts of such things now, 14 years later. They got a documentary going. I don't know all about it. I just watched the trailer today. But sometimes I do watch trailers, by the way, if it's not a big summer movie. But I guess what I'm saying is, whether or not the cloaked lady's real, whether or not that thing behind the plane was a drone or not, I tend to believe that there are things in our skies that move in ways that we are not familiar with. And, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe it in a concrete way, or in that way of like, I want to believe that I believe this?
I gotta tell you, I have different layers of belief, right? Like, one example is, I love asking somebody their star sign, even though I know it's probably all BS. It's just fun to talk about, like, you know, fortune cookies or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't really believe that in a way that like, oh, I don't date a Sagittarius because blah, blah, blah. Like, that's one level of play fun. Wouldn't it be funny if, wouldn't it be, you know, interesting if. But I think that the level of belief I am at with this is, it's like, you know, I don't believe it the same way as I believe that it's better to exit my apartment through the door than through the window. Like, that's a very concrete belief. This is more like, I believe that those people all experience something, and that even if one or two of them or even half of them are somehow delusional, I don't think that many people get together and, you know, wear something nice and go to a boring press conference to tell lies for no reason in a video that clearly almost nobody has seen. I mean, you hadn't heard of it. It came out in 2001. I didn't hear about it till like 2010. So that's what, on this subject, I at least believe that there are people who, many people, with a certain level of credibility, that have experienced UFOs.
If you have any experience with UFOs, or if you want to contribute to the discussion, please do. You can email us at trendslikethese@gmail.com or tweet at us at trendslikethese or join the Trends Like These Facebook group and share your opinions with us.
I agree.
I think that's going to do it for us this week. We want to say thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for tweeting us. Thank you for joining the Facebook group. Thank you for all of that. We really appreciate it. Thank you for going on iTunes and rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Helps us move up the iTunes charts and also just and kind of validates what we've been doing and says, hey, we appreciate you and we like your work and we just wanted to let you know. And we want to say thank you to everybody who's donated to the Trends Like These Improvement Fund so far. I want to say thank you to Nicole for donating this week. If you would like to throw us a couple bucks, just 1, 2, 5, 10, any amount helps. You can go to trendslikethese.com and click on the donate button. We're improving the website. Hopefully that will be up soon. We're, you know, trying to, I don't know, develop some merch, trying to get some better equipment. And also it just costs money to make a podcast sometimes. And so if you would like to help us out, go to trendslikethese.com and click on the donate button. On trendslikethese.com, you can also find lots of links to share with your friends. There's links to listen to it on Stitcher, direct download, iTunes, lots of different ways, Pocket Casts. So even if your friends don't use iTunes, there's lots of different ways to share it with them. You telling your friends is the best advertisement we have, so we really, really appreciate it. Also want to say thank you to my dad for being a part of my getting born process. It is my dad's birthday. Thank you so much, Dad. And happy birthday, old man. You did it. You lived another year.
Happy birthday, Clint.
Everybody should follow him on Twitter. It's @DocKerm. D-O-C-C-U-R-M. Doc Curmudgeon is his nom de plume when writing about comic books and other nerd-related shit. So go follow him on Twitter and tell him happy birthday. Tell him I sent you. And thank you for listening. Brent, am I forgetting anything?
I need help repairing my drone.
Brent and I are going to go tinker with his drone. So we'll see you in a couple days.
See you Thursday.